There's Peter Cetera right there. And as yet, of course, with Hard to Say I'm Sorry, and isn't that the truth? I never say I'm sorry, even when I mess up people's names. And I do that quite a bit. Of course, Peter Cetera, Lisa McPherson, Lisa McPherson. I knew that. Hey, Lisa, wonderful to have you here at the 90.1 FM KBPK Studios. We are the station that plays the best music, the best variety, and... how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It is definitely our pleasure. Lisa is the Director of Campus Communications here at Fullerton College. And Lisa, is today Hump Day Wednesday?
Yeah.
Are we halfway through
this
week?
We're almost done.
We're almost halfway through the month of August.
And it's Wednesday, but it's really our Thursday, right? Because we're on a four-day work week.
Yes, I love these four-day work weeks. What's happening in campus news and campus happenings and events?
All right. Well, tonight we're hosting a North Orange County Chamber of Commerce event called Sunset Mixer.
So that's here on campus?
Yep. It's Fullerton College Foundation and the Chamber are hosting this here on campus. There is going to be Mexican food and no-host margarita bar. It'll be a lot of fun.
No way. Is there a cost?
No, it's free, and it's a great networking opportunity for people in the community to come.
So anybody can come. They don't have to be Fullerton College students or alumni.
Right.
Just it's a community outreach. Yeah. Come, free margarita bar.
No-host margarita bar.
Okay, there we go. Free tacos.
Free tacos.
Free Mexican food.
Yeah.
What else is happening in Fullerton College?
Saturday, we have a really big day. It's called Smart Start Saturday.
What exactly happens with Smart Start Saturday?
That is our big welcome event for new students. And we're expecting over 800 students and their families to come. They can come and get their parking pass. They can buy their books. They can talk to a counselor. They can visit admissions and records. It's a one-stop shop, get ready for school day. And we'll be going from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 a.m. I'm pretty sure I volunteered and helped out when I was in student government for the Smart Start Saturdays or something like that. And it's so cool to see all the encouraging, you know, the expectant faces, you know, as people realize, like, oh my gosh, I'm about to start college, whether it be high schoolers or are there return students as well?
Return students are welcome to come. That first day of college, any college can be kind of scary. So this is one of those warm-up days before they get here on campus. We'll have campus tours going. There's free lunch. It'll be a really great comprehensive day to get them used to the campus.
Speaking of warm-up, when is the first day of classes? And
Parking's going to get tight.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I just got a new car, in case you didn't know that. It's not new, but my car is, well, anyways.
New to you.
Yeah, it's new to me. It was gently used, 2006, so I'm concerned about having to park way out in the sunshine.
It's a muscle car, right? Something cool.
I thank you, Lisa, for mentioning that. I did get a Ford Mustang GT, you know, which is very strong, and I'll probably be getting tickets on Chapman. Police live off of Fullerton College employees and students.
I see them there a lot.
I do too. So I actually always mind the rules of the road, not only in Fullerton, but all across Southern California.
All employees of Fullerton College are responsible drivers.
That's right. We obey the traffic laws. We support our campus safety. With convocation, is that the official kickoff of the college year?
Yeah, so on August 21st, Friday, we'll welcome back the faculty and staff that day for convocation. And that'll be our interim president, Greg Schultz's big introduction to
campus, right,
because he started with us over the summer, so he'll lead that day, and it'll start with a breakfast in the dining room. We'll move over to campus theater. It's also our official accreditation kickoff. Road to 2017.
Wow. So the accreditation kickoff for 2017.
Right.
So 2 years in advance, we plan ahead.
Yes.
And that's how hard, of course, administration, faculty work to give the classes that everybody needs in 2 years.
Yeah, it's a big, long self-study process. It's very exciting.
Very exciting. I'll be sure to be there, at least for the free food. Maybe not the accreditation kickoff. I've got to check my schedule.
Okay, all right.
Hey, anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Let's see.
I think, your Facebook. Of course, you run the Fullerton College Facebook page, facebook.com/...
Full call. Yeah, we're on
Facebook,
we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we are going to... Oh, and we also have got our news center website up. So we've got a new publication online called newscenter.fullcall.
News,
oh, it's actually the website, news.fullcall.edu.
News.fullcall.edu, great aggregated kind of resource that you've put together, Lisa. So, hey, thank you for coming in today. Welcome to the, how long have you been here at Fullerton College?
I will have my 1 year anniversary in 3 weeks.
I just had my 1 year anniversary a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Or,
yeah, I think I'd got, that means you're not past probation.
I'm not, I got it.
Oh, well, hello. Yeah, let's come back after probation. We'll have some fun on the radio.
We'll have a real conversation.
That's right. We'll get to know each other quite deeply as we share all our dark secrets that would keep us here on probation forever. All right, without any further ado, Cyndi Lauper is coming up, and she's going to be singing about how girls just want to have fun.
Love that song.
Yeah, and that is definitely the truth. Girls do just want to have fun. But Cyndi, let me tell you, guys want to have fun too. And we can right here on 90.1 FM KBPK.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can...